Well, bees, I always had plenty of bees back when my husband left.
Yeah.
Now I have to buy it. But my husband and raw bees now hold the old art cans full.
Yeah. You ever heard of bees not stinging? There's some people that bees won't sting. Did you ever?
Well, my oldest son, he never had no trouble. He just go out and hide a bee and he never gets stung. And my other son, he just couldn't do it at all. And they hurt him so bad when they'd sting.
Do you know why they wouldn't sting?
Well, I don't know. He just said we fit them and they'd make them mad. They were fighting at them.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Now, he just got out and working them bees and take a limb and cut it down and he never got no stings, hardly ever.
Yeah.
I've seen him get stung a few times, but not so much. But my other boy, he just couldn't fool with them at all. He'd get stung and they just nearly kill him.
Yeah.
Just that much different. I don't know. It just, they'd been their flesh was different. They, one of them was fair skin, the other dark skin, and they claimed that they different and not a dark skin person and a fair skin. I don't know what it is not.
Yeah. Inside the tire of a car, you have the inner. Do you know what?
Inner tubes.
Yeah, okay. And if you had just built a boat and you're going to put it in the water, you'd say you were going to, what?
Well, you'd say you were going to go boat riding.
Yeah, well, you say launch the boat.
Well, there's something. I never boat ride much, don't I? I've been out one time on a motorboat on the Spring Key. I never boat riding too much in my time.
They didn't.
I've never rode enough to know much about that. They call it oaring the boat, you know, when you're running on paddles, and I've seen them do that.
Yeah.
When they're on paddles. And they call it oaring the boat.
Yeah.
And you see, you could wave the water with the paddles, and
yeah.
You can go across. But Spring Key is the first time I'd ever went on a motorboat.
Yeah.
And the ones that I went with, and they asked me if they could swim. Now, one of us couldn't swim. And, you know, if we'd have gotten in the water, we'd have drowned it. That's all, we couldn't swim.
You wear those life vests, I guess.
Yeah, I never did. I never have learned to swim. I'd have to get in water where it's too deep, I guess, it'd drown.
Yeah.
My son, my youngest son, he's a captain in the rescue squad.
Mm-hmm.
He has to go quick as a call. He's been working at it a long time, but he wasn't a captain. But this last time they put him back in, he's a captain, and he has to round them all up and see if they go.
Yeah.
They call them to Knoxville and cross when the water's not so high.
Mm.
It kind of worried me, though. I was afraid he'd get in the water. But of course, they got all kinds of things that they put on, and their uniforms and everything. Lifeguards, I guess.
Do you worry about them much?
Well, I'm worried about him right smart. That water's bad up there. I could see it on TV that night. It was just running everywhere.
Yeah.
And of course, he is one of them. There was another Hinch boy, Ben Hinchy boy. His name was Dennis, and my boy's name is Durst. But Dennis, he's not married, he's just single man. My son married and got grandchildren.
Yeah. Do you remember much about different kinds of boats, like a boat you might go fishing in?
Well, they have boats like they go and they take on the top of their cars and say they're going to fishing.